During the years of the Taliban, Afghan jails held tens of thousands of prisoners, many incarcerated for petty offenses. In the former Taliban stronghold of Kandahar, some 6,000 prisoners were released when Taliban forces surrendered the city last month. The Kandahar prisons reveal a regime that used intimidation and torture as tools of control. NPR's Sarah Chase reports.
Former police chief Rahmatullah was in a good position to evaluate the Taliban's prison system. He himself had been a Kabul precinct chief before the Taliban rule. Last year, he spent 10 days in jail over an irrigation dispute.
When we were offering the prayers of night, and when we stood, they brought a bundle of branches of tea. After the prayers, they had a list. They were taking 5 or 6 people, up to 10, and they were winking that in front of us. Their investigation was beating. It was not written by pen.
This kind of treatment outraged Rahmatullah as a human being and as a police officer.
If we look at the rules and regulations, the person who is under an investigation, that person should not be beaten first. And there should be questions to be asked from that person, and that they were beating at the beginning.
A commander of anti-Taliban forces in the Kandahar region, who did not want to be named, was arrested a year ago April for suspected activities in favor of Afghanistan's new interim leader, Hamid Karzai, after Karzai's father was assassinated in Pakistan in 1999. The commander was held for a month. He and so many others were beaten, he says.
The two hands and the 2 feet of them were tied, and then one person was sitting on his head and second one was sitting on his feet, and then they were beating them by cable.
Cables were apparently the Taliban's whips of choice. Nazir Ahmed Saidi was imprisoned twice for organizing a strike by auto mechanics in the Kandahar Bazaar.
When they took us in their car, they took us to a very dark room, and then they beat us so much as you think, so much that we couldn't feel anymore.
That dark room looks more like a dungeon than a jail cell, buried in the bowels of a district headquarters now in the hands of the new Kandahar security forces. The one tiny window at one end has been bricked in since Nazir Ahmed's time. He and a brother fled to Karachi, Pakistan, but when they returned, they were rearrested. This time, the Taliban beat the men around the genitals and used nail-studded boards on their feet. Former Kabul precinct chief Rahmatullah believes mistreating prisoners was the Taliban's way of scaring the country as a whole into submission.
Taliban were following them. The Taliban wanted to make them afraid so that the people should not uprise against them.
Kandaharis do praise the Taliban regime, at least in its early days, for bringing some security to what had been an utterly lawless region in the wake of the Soviet withdrawal in 1989. But most say that over time, the Taliban became increasingly arbitrary, not just jailing men for trimming their beards, for example, but beating them too, listening to music, selling kites, wearing shorts to play soccer, and especially criticizing the Taliban regime would also land offenders in jail. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Kandahar.